Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of three on the third problem of the Christian life, the problem of strength, and the provision God has given for it through the Holy Spirit, and is based on John 15, 26 and 27. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Another verse of Scripture that comes to mind here is 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul assured those Corinthian believers, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Obviously, that is speaking of God's grace is sufficient, and he will meet every need, take care of every problem, and indeed take care of our weakness. My dear Christian friend, do you ever feel weak or powerless? Do you ever feel inconsistent in your daily walk or ineffective in Christian service? Do you ever lack the boldness to stand for Christ and be a witness of him? This is indeed a common problem. But once again, God has made a provision for our problem. Once again, I want to share three thoughts with you: the source, success, and supply of this provision. First, then, ponder the source of this provision. Now, ponder this carefully. What makes Christianity powerful? I want you to think about that for a moment. What makes Christianity powerful? The answer is not only foundational to our faith, but it is also a fascinating history and helps to show us how we can have power for daily Christian living. This power is actually twofold. Number one, the literal, historical, bodily resurrection of Christ is the foundation of this power, without which we would still be lost in our sin, 1 Corinthians 15:12 through 19. While there are those who deny this historic reality, no one who does so is a true Christian. The resurrection is a distinctive mark of Christianity. But there is something else that is even more distinctive. Number two is the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost is the functioning of this power. Like today, there were many religions in the ancient world. As someone has put it, quote, "Christianity did not grow up in a religious vacuum," unquote. Men were full of religious and philosophical ideas and concepts, to say the very least. In particular, there were the mystery cults such as Mithraism, the cult of Dionysius, and others. There were actually some parallels between those in Christianity, such as baptism, so-called, and the resurrection of their deity, although without any historical evidence, of course. So God used such things in his providence to prepare men's minds for the true gospel. Many early Christians, in fact, came out of those cults. So what then made Christianity unique? The one feature of the Christian faith that immediately and fundamentally differentiated it from all other faiths was the Christian doctrine of the Holy Spirit. That is, God indwelling the believer. Here was something that was up to this point unprecedented. Never had a quote-unquote God lived inside the worshiper. Here was also something that was truly unique, for nothing even remotely similar to this had ever happened before. Further still, here was something that was no less unimaginable. Men could not even conceive of something like this. The religious man can think only of his God as an idol. But to have a God inside man was unimaginable, beyond the finite mind of man. That is the power of Christianity. That is the power that raised Christ from the dead. That is the power Paul spoke of in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If you would like to go a little bit deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. Read Acts chapter 2, verse 29 through 33. How does this then relate to today's study? If this podcast is a blessing to you, please leave your comments wherever you are hearing it. We would love to hear from you and appreciate your support. Our next episode is part 2 of 3 on this provision of God giving us the answer to the problem of our strength, as seen in John 15, 26 and 27. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.